You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. Less gotcha moments and more aha moments. One very common activity that I've encouraged coaches to do with their teams is to ask each player how many minutes they expect to play in the next game. When coaches add up all those minutes, it's usually double the playing time that is even possible for their sport. It's a simple activity that provides a coach an opportunity to have either a gotcha or an aha moment. A gotcha moment is when we are trying to prove a point. We are trying to catch someone doing or thinking something wrong. We are calling them out. It's more about us, our ego, and being right. An aha moment is when we are trying to help someone discover a new truth about themselves or uncover a blind spot. We want them to feel empowered to make the necessary changes in their own behavior or thinking. We are calling them up. Aha moments are not about us, but the growth and experience of others. So often we look for the gotcha moments, but we should look for and create the aha moments. Instead, we can use the simple playing time expectations activity that I described above as either a gotcha moment or an aha moment. The difference is how we use that information. Many coaches use the information to lecture their team on their unrealistic expectations and the false reality they are operating in. This is a gotcha moment. Instead of a lecture, ask some questions. How do you potentially help the team when you're on the field or the court? How do you potentially hurt the team? How do you want the coaching staff to communicate the number of minutes that they expect you to play? Use that information to encourage them to self-reflect. It can lead to some breakthroughs in their own shortcomings, as well as a deeper appreciation for the difficult job that you have to do as a coach. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you for being a listener to the Culture Builders Podcast.